And welcome, everybody. This is Jack Barugin. You're listening to Cloud Sense. And, you know, it's always nice bringing guests on the show. First of all, this way, you know, you guys don't have to listen to me talk all the time. But more importantly, we get to learn something. And today I've got somebody that's actually, you know, right on the cutting edge of what's going on, especially with cloud security and everything else that is on just about everybody's headline. And more importantly, on every board's agenda. And I've got Brent Allen. He is the founder of AppKey. Brent, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me.
You know,
pleasure to be here.
It's probably as timely as we could possibly get. I mean, when you think about it, you know, there is just so much going on. But before we talk about AppKey, tell the world a little bit about yourself. Where did you come from? Because I know that, cloud security, this was not something that, you know, you woke up thinking about, you know, 30 years ago.
It's been driving force since the early 90s, right?
That's right.
I've grown up in tech in Chicago. Got involved with the professional services back in the mid 90s with a professional services firm. Grew that, became an owner in it, partner in it. Left that in 2002 and struck out on my own. Started a company then at the time that was a managed services company, although we didn't know that term hadn't been coined yet, and we didn't know that's what it was going to turn out to be. But we grew that up into a regional player, and I transitioned out of that in 2012, and have been basically a serial entrepreneur ever since in the tech space.
So you're a nut like I am. You know what? You keep starting businesses and hope, you know, that you're going to see lots of lives changed. And see, I think like that. A lot of people think I'm absolutely out of my mind. You know what I mean?
It's a sickness, isn't it?
It's absolutely yeah. Addictive. But as you well know, there is nothing better knowing than you just had, 10 lives changed,
right.
10 families that you're now feeding from something that you created from scratch. That, for those of you out there that are not entrepreneurs, that is the real joy of entrepreneurship, just so you know. It's not making money. Anybody can make money. You know, gangsters make money. You know what I mean? It's not all about making money. It's doing it the right way and doing something substantial.
Well, there's a saying I heard along those lines where, only entrepreneurs quit a 40-hour a week job to work 70 hours a week for less money.
That's exactly right.
You know?
And here are two people on this podcast right now that could verify that statement. There you go. Right. Brett, tell us a little bit about AppKey. This is something that, you know, a lot of people are going to need. A lot of people are talking about now. When I heard about it, I got excited. Let the world know a little bit about what this is.
Well, so in general, AppKey in general is a platform to allow companies to provide their own services. As a managed services provider, and I know there's a lot of MSPs that are probably going to listen to this and get upset, but a lot of the tools out there have become so easy to use that you really don't need a full-time tech staff to come in there and provision everything, you know, that you need to run your company. So we wanted to make it easy for smaller companies to go out there and get their Office 365 licenses and provision those and manage their own environments internally without really incurring a lot of expensive IT overhead. But along the way, and when I was with my other companies, you know, security is becoming more and more of an issue, of a frontline issue. And you, in your lead in, you hinted to that a little bit in terms of it's a board issue, it's a liability issue. Came across a product that we really like, and I've become kind of an advocate now for getting rid of passwords, because really the biggest threat that you have in your environment is your people and not adhering to policy. And the biggest policy that they don't want to adhere to is changing their passwords or making their passwords, like living up to the password rules that your IT department sets for them. The biggest problem that the IT professionals have is they want you to change your password every week if they could, and make it 15 digits long and with special characters and blah, 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 blah. They'll never get that kind of compliance. So you have this battle between the tech people and what the right things to do are with the users, with what they don't want to do and being overly cumbersome with what they're looking to do.
Well, getting rid of a password, by the way, if I could do that, I would love it, because I am And I, you know what? It scared me to death. And I got, I'm gonna just digress a little bit here.
Sure.
You know what? There's an English comedian that I saw on Netflix the other day who's literally talking about this very thing. And he said, "Yep, we used to have passwords. Then, of course, you needed to have a capital letter in there. So what did we all do? We capitalized the first letter. Then, you know what? They needed a number. So what did we do? What did we find? We found the number one. And then, of course, we needed a special character, and we went and we found the exclamation point." I went back and I had to reset every one of my passwords because he was absolutely right.
Right. You know, so yeah, 1, 2, 3, bang, right? That's everybody's.
It scared me to death. But here, how are we going to get rid of passwords? How is AppKey doing this?
So we partner. There's a firm that we partner with. The technology's, you'll love the name of this. It's SDO for short, but Secret Double Octopus is the name of the company.
Secret Double Octopus. You gotta love that.
So isn't it great
for all your Animal House fans? Like Secret Double Probation. That's right.
You know. So you know, I mean, you know, if you're gonna name yourself, you name a company, you might as well name it with something something fun, right? So these guys came up with a way of doing it. It basically goes around the whole password problem. So you authenticate in with whatever your username is. So, you know, Brent underscore at AppKey, or you don't even have to go that far, but just call it Brent one. And then SDO takes over from there. SDO then goes out and goes to your phone or your mobile device and says, "Hey, is this you?" And you say, "Yeah." And it says, "Okay, prove it." And whatever biometric that you're, and I'm obviously overly simplifying this, but whatever biometric you're using, whether it's your face print or your thumbprint or, you know, your facial recognition or thumbprint ID, does some sort of biometric, whatever you have on your device, to multi-factor to say, "Yep, you said it's you. Now you've proven it's you. That's cool." And then SDO goes back and says, okay, that's you. You've authenticated it's you. So now we're going to give you access to everything that you're allowed to have access to.
Very cool.
And then on the back end, it's changing its authenticate its passwords every 2 minutes on the session.
Well, you know, is this basically the same type of technology, Brent, that I would use when I get onto my online banking on my phone because I need my fingerprint or even just to unlock my phone now?
Only on the ones on the authentication side, yes. On the back end, no. Right. Okay. So, you still have to have a password, I believe, with your bank, right, to get into your bank.
No, actually, now it's basically just my fingerprint, and that'll get me right into my account, which is kind of nice. And that's really where I was going with this. And I know it's
right. Sounds very similar.
Yeah, I know it's the proprietary. I asked about it. They said it's our own proprietary technology, and I thought to myself, wow, this would be great if it were everywhere. And it sounds like what you're doing is you're making sure it gets everywhere.
That it's everywhere, right? So the biggest advantage is that on as a user, I don't have to remember any more passwords for anything. So I don't need to worry about my Salesforce password, my Office 365 password, my Active Directory password, doesn't matter. As long as I know what my username is and I have my phone, I can get in. Yeah. And I can get in from anywhere and get access to things that I'm allowed to have access to within the enterprise. From the other side, if I'm the help desk or I'm an IT professional, I don't have to worry about those phone calls saying, "Hey, I need to reset my password," or "I'm locked out. I can't remember my password." All that help desk problem goes away. And I also don't have to worry about, okay, you know, what's the rules that I'm going to set right now? Are they going to follow those every 3 months and change their password? Is it going to be Brent123 bang, Brent123 ? But you know, can we get them to stay with us in terms of the complexity that we need them to be secure? I don't have to worry about that anymore either.
No, that is, you know what, can I tell you, you're solving a huge problem here, Brent. I got to tell you, I mean, especially for people that are maybe, you know, immigrants to technology, like I am. I'm going to be in, you know, I'm in my late 50s here. You know, I've got passwords coming out of my ear. You know what I mean? The other day for Peacock, I got on Peacock. I was like, what is my password? Finally, I got to the point where I'm starting to put them in my phone. So I remember them, but you know, it's little things like that. But what you are doing is God's work, my friend. I want you to know that.
I wish I could say I invented it, but we're definitely evangelizing it. I'll tell you, you know, when you look at a company like SolarWinds that just got hacked, but you know, they got hacked because a password got hacked. Mm. So if they're not able to enforce their password discipline within a company like SolarWinds, if you're just some little mom and pop company down the street, your Acme garage door opener, you know, you got 25 employees, what's your chance of that you're going to get them, those employees, to enforce that discipline?
I'm going to assume that's the path of least resistance for criminals is hacking passwords.
It 100% is.
Yep.
It 100% is. And it's the biggest vulnerability that any enterprise, big or small, has.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the people and it's compliance with password, you know, with your password authorities. So if you're not doing it, and you can't enforce it, then you're always going to have that weak spot that's going to get exploited. So let's take it away.
This is part of that IT budget, folks, that you do not want to skimp on. If you are a CTO out there, listen to what this man is saying.
Hey, for price of a cup of coffee per employee per month, we can get rid of that whole problem.
God, that sounds good. I like that. Brent, this pandemic has been kind of weird for everybody. You know what I mean? And businesses either have flourished or they have just gone by the wayside and they're hanging on by their you know, the skin of their nails and their teeth, I should say.
Sure.
But how has it changed business for you? Has it been a surprising boom? Has it been something that you expected? Is this something that you were waiting for? Because I'm watching, you know, and I've people have heard me say this time and time again, you know, we're seeing what I thought was going to happen maybe in 3 or 5 years happen within 6 months. You know what I mean? Things are speeding up. It's becoming at internet speed. You know, I hate to use that term, but that seems to be what's happening. How has your business changed here?
You know, it's been interesting to watch because I think we were constantly going more towards a online, if you will, online presence, online businesses, those kinds of things, more remote work. You know, obviously the pandemic has accelerated everything and exposed lots of gaps in the system. You know, just, are we robust enough? Do we have the infrastructure? Do we have the bandwidth? Do you have the tools, the etiquettes, the reasoning? You know, Zoom has come, you know, if you're talking about Zoom, it's come up light years and all the tools, not to label Zoom as the only one out there, but all of that, all those online tools have jumped up. We've all become used to using them. On the other hand, you know, I miss face-to-face interaction. So I think it's going to swing. The pendulum swung towards remote. I think it's going to swing back to the middle a little bit. Are we ever going to go back to where we're 100% in the office? That's doubtful. But on the other hand, I think people miss those ad hoc meetings. They miss the ability to just catch up. I think that social interaction's got to come back. So,
well, see, you and I have maybe a different view on that. I think, mm-hmm. You know what, you and I have been around people as entrepreneurs. You're always a natural salesman. You're selling yourself. You're selling your team. You're selling a concept. You know, so human interaction is always very important. You know, it always has been for me. But I'm wondering if this next generation, my kids' generation, who are in their, you know, early 30s and late 20s, do they really care? I don't know if they do. And because they're doing everything online, they're working on their online, they're shopping online, they're talking to their friends online. For them, it's absolutely natural. So I'm really wondering if this is, you know what, maybe we're seeing a paradigm shift take place, you know, right before our very eyes here. You know, that's why I bring it up. I'm wondering if you're seeing any of that, because I'm like you. I'm hoping that the world will go back to the way it was going to be in a way it was a couple of years ago. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I don't think it's going to go back that far. I think it'll swing back a little bit. You know, it'll never go back to where you're punching a clock 9 to 5. I doubt that it doesn't need to go back to that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I've got kids that are, you know, you're right. They're happy not leaving the house.
Right.
You know, they're happy with online learning, but people miss hanging out with their friends and doing that kind of thing too. I think nothing replaces physical interactions. You know, so much of our communication is body language and nonverbals that are even hard to pick up even on a video call. So I think there's going to be, it'll switch back a little bit. The other thing too, is that work-life separation. It's nice to go to work and leave work at work sometimes. And when it's always in your, you know, when your office is right down the hall, it's hard sometimes to turn it all off. So,
well, it's funny you say that. I find myself actually leaving and walking around outside every now and then because I literally have to get out. All right, just to get outside. And you know, and here in Chicago, for those that are listening, it is, we're going to be looking at 20 below wind chills coming this weekend. And you know what? I'll still take the dog out and I'll still walk out there because
we just call that nippy in Chicago. That's not cold.
Hey, Brent, before I lose you here, you know what?
Yeah.
around a lot. You've been around as much as I have, and you've seen a lot of different things. Talk to me. Is there anything you're seeing that's on the cutting edge right now that you've gone to, whether you've seen in a virtual trade show, whether you've seen at an actual trade show, or whether you've talked to a vendor or something that's really caught your imagination, and you've said to yourself, I got to keep an eye on this because this is something that I think could really be a game changer maybe in another couple of years?
I think we've already talked about it. I think this, you know, where we're going like not right now with passwordless security, I think is going to be the first game changer. Mm-hmm. You know, the next thing down there is when people they're able to aggregate all these different services that you use and just make it easier and more secure to get online, get back off. So you're not jumping between all kinds of tools. That's coming next.
Are there things like retina scans that are being used right now? If you don't mind, just give the listeners just a little view on that. What else is there that's being scanned? You got facial recognition.
You got you've got retina, you've got thumbprint, you know, your fingerprints, you know, for biometrics. The problem with that is your body changes all the time. So believe it or not, a lot of these things over time degrade. I don't know if you've done the thumbprint security on your iPhone, but I do it all the time and I have to reset it because your fingerprint changes a little bit. Same thing with retinal, but I'm not a huge expert on that. So all the biometrics are definitely becoming more and more ubiquitous. People are using them more and more. But that would, I'd have to defer more towards a security expert for that, you know, mm-hmm. For that to really comment on that.
That's good stuff. Brent Allen, folks. Again, the founder of AppKey. I got to tell you, Brent, this is absolutely fascinating. You know what? Do me a favor. You know, come back in another few months and kind of give us an update on what's going on. Would you please?
Love to. And Jack, I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
You got it. Again, you've been listening to Cloud Sense. My name is Jack Berugin. I'll be talking to you soon.